This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Governor Jay Nixon announced today the creation of a local government task force to assist an effort to develop and manufacture small nuclear reactors. In April, Westinghouse Electric announced its plans to develop these reactors in Missouri, and in May it submitted an application to the Department of Energy for financial aid in the project.
This industry will emerge in this world as we face forward. The question is, who is going to lead? And I am very proud that that working with this consortium, we think we're in a strong position to lead, not only in Missouri, not only in America, but in around the world in this growing opportunity.
Speaking at an economic development summit on the University of Missouri campus today, Governor Nixon said the task force will consist of commissioners from Boone, Callaway, Cole, Osage, and Phelps counties.
This public-private collaboration has representatives from a diverse segment of Missouri's workforce, including economic development professionals, private business, universities, and utilities.
The companies want to build and operate up to five smaller reactors in Missouri while also building portable reactors that could be shipped overseas or elsewhere in the United States. The Department of Energy is expected to announce its decision on awarding investment funds by September. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has declared an emergency because of the recent drought. The state disaster declaration today allows state agencies to help local officials respond to the drought and heat. Nixon says state health officials have confirmed 25 heat-related deaths, including 20 in the St. Louis area. Health officials report there have been 829 heat-related trips to hospital emergency rooms. Nixon says farmers also are facing significant losses to crop and livestock, and fire remains a risk. He says state officials are monitoring how the drought is affecting public water supplies. A proposal to build a horse slaughter plant in western Missouri has stalled, but the main proponent of the plan says she isn't giving up. In June, Wyoming legislator Sue Wallace announced a former beef processing plant in Rockville, Missouri, was being retrofitted to be a horse slaughtering plant. The Kansas City Star reports that wasn't true. Wallace's company, Unified Equine, has not acquired the building. Wallace says, though, plans are still on, but she's also announced plans to open a slaughter plant in Oklahoma. The beef processing plant in Rockville is mired in ownership and legal troubles. The town of Nevada in western Missouri is embarking on an initiative to improve the health of its citizens and the quality of health care they receive. The city's hospital will spend $10 million on an electronic medical record system that will allow information to be shared with the town's two dozen doctors and medical experts in bigger cities. An educational campaign will promote better nutrition and health screenings, while residents will compete in fitness challenges like walking and weight loss contests. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder's campaign says he will pay a penalty for missing a tax bill on property he owns in Cape Girardeau. Property tax records show Kinder owes $192 of taxes plus $42 of penalties and interest for the 2011 tax year. Campaign manager Logan Thompson says Kinder had been unaware of the bill but would pay it Monday. He said Kinder never saw the tax bill for the vacant land because it had been sent to the address of property that he rents to others. Kinder is in a hotly contested Republican primary with State Senator Brad Lager of Savannah. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.